This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two starts now on The Usual Suspects. One in the books, two to go. Still plenty more of the show for you. And with that, pay careful attention to this hour of the show because we're going to have a giveaway for you. So you always like those deals. We like giving back to you, the suspects. So mark your listening calendars and pay attention this hour, people.
Yes, do that. Text line, somebody said, I'd give Nick an A- for his job taking over for Charlie today. Very good job, sir. That was from John Parker.
Like that.
So that's good. Hey, Barry, you would be proud of Nick. Your boy took up for you on the Palillo show when, you know, that dumbass that we don't let, that we don't talk about on this show no more calls. So the dumbass
from... He took a jab at you.
So and the Joel, dumbass from Oklahoma called.
Yeah, he called you guys, I don't want to use the word because it's politically incorrect.
That's fine. Just say it. You're handicapped. Quoting. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
So we're handicapped, but this dumbass texts a show that he's banned from 50 times a day. For months now, I might be handicapped, but you have zero life, pal. Like, none. If you are still... How far in your head is this show that you call every other show and bring us up? I should file charges for stalking. But I don't think dumb people can stalk. It just gets weird. Stupid ass. Get out of
here. He has as much common sense as he has pairs of underwear.
The way I prefaced it is that, and Jose has told me that I guess he's embraced the OU Mike call, that you've been banned, that OU Mike has been banned from 1 to 4, but I'll take your call because this is not my show. And then
you look like Barry Warner.
That's awful.
Wait till you see Joel's old man pick.
It's awful. I look like my buddy Jimmy Vetus, and he doesn't look like that.
You look a little bit like Barry Warner. And then we're going to do Nick's pick. Yeah, but stop snitching. I don't want to hear about his dumb ass no more. He gets no mention on the show.
I took the
for
call
for a reason.
Because I thought he was going to talk about the DMV, but I had a feeling that he was going to take a shot at you.
You know what he was going to do.
I mean, I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Well, so the ban doesn't go to when we host other shows. Is that what you're saying?
I don't care that he would take the call. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking.
White Magic said, I'm just curious, but where would y'all put Sweet Pea on your best defensive boxers of all time? We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and I mentioned the fact. Yeah. Pernell Whitaker. I mentioned the fact that he'll go down in history as one of the best, if not the best, defensive boxer of all time. Talked about the Philly Shell. We talked about just the ability to make people miss. And it was uncanny in his ability to, and that's the thing about fighting that people think when you make someone miss that it has to be dramatic, that there's a big swing and a big miss. And a lot of times a simple little parry, when you're taught, when I was taught about, you know, defending yourself in the cage or in a ring with gloves on like Muay Thai, when I was taught about, Bob Perez was the guy that taught me how to fight. He's Derek Lewis's trainer.
Yeah, he's a good trainer.
But he would teach you how to parry, right? And to parry a jab just means you block it with your hand. And what he would show you is basically if you keep your hands up, you keep one by your jawline, right? And you keep your other hand in front of you. When you parry a jab, you don't really move your hands. You just tap the punch. You redirect it slightly. And that's what makes a great defensive boxer is a lot of times you'll see the big swings and misses. But when a fight, you're like, oh, man. But, you know, that guy threw way more punches. Yeah, but none of them landed because they're so good at it, at parrying and redirecting punches and just barely making a guy miss. And that was Pernell Whitaker.
Yeah.
He was one of, if not the best. So I would have him up there for sure, top two or three.
Yeah, I mean,
Floyd was really good at it too, though.
Some people argue that he's a top 10 fighter of all time.
Some people say
top 10 lightweight of all time. So the guy definitely had a career, regardless of what you think of him. So RIP to him for sure.
There was a point where he was considered pound for pound the best fighter in the world.
I could see that. Yeah. I mean, the guy was legit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a legit fighter, so.
I would have him up there for sure, defensively. Somebody said, oh, look at that. The Android fanboy wants to buy an iPad, huh? No, I either an iPad or a Samsung Galaxy S4. And I was looking at the S4 because it's cheaper, but I like the iPad because I have a MacBook Pro. And so it kind of made sense for me from an OS standpoint to sync it all together. But and my wife was like, you should definitely get the iPad because I have a feeling one day you're going to get an Android or an iPhone. I was like, I don't know.
Oh, she's predicting the future with
you, huh? Apparently so. So, yeah, nice try. That was super hilarious. Text guy. I'm ignorant about the inner workings of the radio business. Enlighten me as to why it's necessary to turn your radio down when you're on hold. Thanks and great show.
Because of the delay.
Yes, because
people that we just got done referencing have a tendency to say things that aren't appropriate for air.
Including us.
Well, you, but yeah.
You've never been dumped. Yes, there is a delay that goes out. So when you're listening in the car on the phone, you're seven or 8 seconds?
It's 8 seconds.
I believe. 8 seconds behind us. So what I just said hasn't even hit yet, and then you count 8 seconds and it hits.
Right.
So when you're on the phone and we're talking, when I hear what I just said 8 seconds ago, you're not paying attention. We go to you. No one wants to sit on, I mean, we certainly don't want radio where we're sitting there waiting on you for 8 seconds of silence. So it's just bad. It's just awful.
I would encourage Bluetooth technology when you call in. Just listen on the phone.
Just turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. Just listen on the phone.
Put it on speaker and then just be ready. And we have to, I mean, the intern should be telling you that, but
true.
Whatever happened to the Rock the Mic contest? That was a text.
You've talked about it before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No mas.
That was a Dave Tepper thing that I don't know if he started it, but I know he was
was definitely ahead of it for
he
for
was a
quite
big
some
proponent
time,
of it,
for
and
sure.
It was a great way to find talent, and it was a cool contest. I mean, Juggalo Trey, we found through
you
Rock
did,
the Mic,
Craig Koshkin.
Myself, Craig Koshkin, Holly, Liebeschock. There was a lot of folks that did Rock the Mic that ended up Cam who had a.
Cam did? Smith. Oh, did he?
Yep. Huh?
Cam Smith?
Yep. Cam won Rock the Mic, I think, the year after I did. And then what? You just threw me off so big. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying in general, these are the guys that had some point. Like, they had a show. Him and JT Barrett had a show on SB Nation Radio through Rock the Mic. But they don't do it anymore. I don't know why. Maybe AJ will bring it back. Who knows? It was cool. I mean,
it was fun. It was a great way to meet new people.
I wouldn't be here without it. So
we got to meet great personalities from it too. It's not just the fact that you get an opportunity. It was cool to meet some.
It's
of the
obviously
people.
A very smart venture because of what you get out of it. I mean, you think you're just giving people a chance, but just by the names you mentioned alone, it's been great for the stations, mm-hmm. both the SB Nation side and this side. I mean, just to find Juggalo Trey alone.
Yeah, and that's true. That's very true. And you probably wouldn't have found Juggalo Trey if it weren't for that. So.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh, your boy's calling back.
Huh?
Your boy's calling
back.
Yeah,
well, let's see if he follows directions and instructions and listens this time.
Hi, John.
Went for the comment, honestly. I didn't know what he wanted to talk about. Yeah. But that's okay. We can take him now. Y'all want to take him now?
Yeah, let's do it.
What up, John?
Hey, fellas. Great show. Hey, I've got some thoughts on these Astro relievers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes back to, when you have starters that can't go past third or fourth or even fifth inning, well, that directly impacts your relievers because I think Will Harris is fine. I think in certain situations, even Rondon can be fine. But we have to have starters that give us quality starts, at least get us to the seventh inning. And I think that's where the issue is. Do we need another bullpen guy? Probably, and preferably a left-hander. Do we need another starter? Absolutely. I think we were a penny wise and a pound foolish with Charlie Morton. Can you imagine if Morton was still with us?
No doubt.
Mm. We wouldn't even be talking about this Farmer or what's the other guy? Guidry or
Fromber,
whatever.
You're talking about Yukiti and Fromber Valdez.
Yeah, we wouldn't even be talking about those guys. So I think Luno probably wishes he in the. I mean, would you spend $15 million right now to have a good fourth starter?
Well,
I think I think they would.
You mean
I really?
You mean it would? Would I spend $15 million for Charlie Morton, or just a fourth starter? Because that's the difference.
If you would consider giving $15 million to a fourth starter, then you should have just kept Charlie.
Yeah, and that I agree.
I think this has Charlie written. Our issue started when we gave up on Charlie, because knowing that McCullers wasn't coming back. Whitney was a question mark. Martin was a question mark. And certainly Bukakis is a double question mark.
Yeah, appreciate the call, John.
I just don't understand what the thinking was with Charlie.
Well, appreciate the call, John. One of the things you have to remember is the Astros are about value too, right? They're about spending money wisely. And, you know, Charlie Morton did have a good year or two with the Astros. But I think part of it becomes you don't want to overpay for a guy.
Sure, but the same thing they did with Keuchel.
And the market, yeah, the market was dictating that you were probably going to have to overpay for Keuchel and for Charlie Morton. And remember, John, there's other guys that are coming due soon that you're going to have to pay for. Garrett Cole's going to be a free agent.
Miley.
You have to look at Miley. And that's just in the rotation. Yep. And then you got guys in the field like Springer and Correa and other you know, guys that you're going to have to spend money on, or at least considering it. So you had to look at it and then say, well, you know, can we find another Charlie Morton? Because the value of Charlie Morton wasn't that the value of Charlie Morton was the fact that you got him and his production at that price. And once you have to pay,
his production completely outvalued what they paid for him.
Well, in general, you look at what Wade Miley's giving you. Wade Miley is a great value right now for this team. So the Astros, that what makes you successful is finding guys like a Lance McCullers to be your four or five in a rotation, or a Charlie Morton, and you're not overpaying for it. It's good value. So once he became elite level pay, and sure, he's pitching at an elite level this year, but that's not. There's no value in that.
Well, and the other thing you got to keep in mind is Charlie Morton had shoulder issues at the end of his final year with the Astros, mm-hmm. and that sent up a big red flag
for
the people of the organization that said, look, we love what he's done for us, but going forward, that looked like it could be a major concern. I had concerns about it. It's just he's proven everybody wrong. More power to Charlie Morton.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes going forward. All right, we're rolling through hour number two of the show. Remember, we got a giveaway coming up and a lot of other things on the show if you want to join us. 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more in mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we like to do it around here? Give back to the suspects to give you our appreciation for being loyal listeners to the show. It's what we're about to do. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame act, Deep Purple, is coming to the Revention Music Center this September. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to that show. Caller 12 right now, 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to see their final U.S. tour, dubbed The Long Goodbye. It's Deep Purple. For tickets and show information, head to livenation.com. But right now, caller 12, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets for free, and that's a good deal.
Free is always a good deal. At Barry is funny on Twitter if you want to see what myself, Joseph, and Nicholas look like as old men.
Well, they got me pegged.
At Barry is funny. Man, I'm not sure who's uglier, you or me, as an old man.
Man,
I
look
know
like,
who's uglier right now.
Dude. My eyes and everything. I'm like, that's awful.
Nick looks like he would own like six parrots.
Parrots?
Yeah, like he would just have weird
did
birds.
Did you put Nick's up too?
Yeah, it's on there. It's on the tweet. You just gotta I did it as like a multi-threaded tweet. Nick looks weird. Like he would be wearing like jorts and Crocs for the rest of his life.
Nick looks like he'd be sitting on a bench at a playground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd go to his house and he'd be like, look at all these birds I own. And he would have just random parrots in the house. And he'd be like, I love cargo shorts. It allows me to keep a lot of seeds in my pockets.
He looks like
what?
A guy that goes, let me show you the dungeon in the basement.
Oh, God. Don't put that juju
saying,
on me.
Are you saying he looks creepy?
You're saying I look like Jerry Sandusky, bro?
Now that you mention
it. I mean,
no.
Joel, you really... Doesn't Joel have a very Barry Warner vibe to him?
No.
Yeah, kind of.
No.
You know what you look like? I'm not even going to lie. You look like an old-ass Nick Saban.
Someone said that to me yesterday.
You look like an old-ass Nick Saban.
Without the old-ass. Someone said, are you related to Nick Saban? I'm like, no!
This picture I just saw in the eyes and like the nose-mouth area, like that part of your lip, that upper lip area... It's got a very Nick Saban look to it, but...
Thanks, Barry. No one asked for your opinion because you know what? We're working on next week's game. We don't need to talk about it anymore.
But not like winning Nick Saban. Like he had like a 9 to 12 year bad run at Alabama, and they didn't win any games, and then he retired, and this is what he looks like now. He's... Yeah, Nick, boy, that mustache. That's awful.
There's a particular actor that I feel like I look like with that picture. I just can't put my... I just don't remember his name. I'm trying to find out.
Kevin Spacey?
No one that big. Oh, Kate, dude, hate your face.
Because he had sex with boys, but still.
How is that dude not in jail?
I look like, I know, that's the amazing thing.
Please no get off that. Jokes on that, please.
Yeah, I look like,
You look like you and Andy Huggins just went for breakfast.
I look like I have Alzheimer's. But I also look like I'm still an assistant principal at a school. That's why I look like a guy that just won't retire, like an assistant principal or something. That's and they even did my neck. Like, they made my neck look old. That's weird.
They did my eyes well. Gosh.
Did they? Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah. The jaws are droopy.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
I tell you what, though, when you think about the technology, like how they can do that, it's pretty amazing. Pretty
you know
good.
What else is pretty amazing? How many chicks do it on a regular basis to make themselves look better and then deny it?
That's
true. I get so many selfies and things like that on all platforms of social media, and you're just like, seriously? Really? Like, you're going to think that that's just going to slide by and everybody's going to go, God, she looks great for her age. That is touched up like a bad car on a used car lot.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's not even close. No. I'll do some other ones because there's... What's up? What else is on this? So they have a way to add a smile, but then they like they have smiles, they have beards. You can change hair color, you can do hairstyles. So I'll give you guys bangs. I gotta get one with Nick's hat off, and then we'll go from bald to bangs and see what it looks
I'm
like.
I'm pass on the picture.
No, I did that
after
I did
being
the
called
bangs.
Jerry Sandusky.
Go look
and
at my
Kevin,
Instagram,
Kevin Spacey.
Bro,
I'm a pass,
bro. Go look at my Instagram. I look like Emo Phillips.
I'm with Nick.
I'm no longer
shot.
Participating, sir.
But go look at my Instagram. I look like Emo Phillips, but it's I also have a creepy vibe with
God,
the bangs.
How did I know you had an Instagram account? I had no idea.
I'm telling you, like, look. Okay, I'll show you.
No, I'm about to look it up. I'm about to look it up.
The bangs one is really the worst. It really, I wasn't happy. Like, they do a kid. Look.
I've seen that. You showed it to me. I mean, yeah, you look like Austin Powers.
Yeah, that's a good one,
you
too.
You really do.
That's a good one, too. But they have, they have a bunch. So, I'm going to do the bangs one. I'll do the bangs one with this picture of you with a hat on. Now you got to have a hat with bangs.
That's
How's that going to make you
Send
look?
Send it. I don't care. Do it.
Yeah, the young you with the you do look El Jefe-ish.
I do? Man.
No. You look like one of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I did the bangs with the hat on. Now you look, you know what you look like? It looks like older you molested this guy.
So wrong.
It does. That didn't look like he got molested by his older self.
Yeah, or it looks like that's Calvin. That's Calvin from Alvin and Calvin and the Chipmunks.
Younger you looks like you got molested by older you.
I hate you so much.
Oh, my God.
I knew this was a bad idea.
You know what you don't hate, though? Getting money back. I bet you don't hate that. And you use GetUpside. Nick is on the GetUpside app. He uses it all the time. I'm using it. AJ's using it. If you're not using GetUpside, guys, I don't know what you're waiting on. You're leaving money at the table, or more specifically at the pump, if you're not using this app. It's great. It's completely free to use. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. You put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And I love the fact that, like, I can pull this up and what? Okay, first of all, I was really excited to find out that they had gas stations in Arkansas that I could go to using the GetUpside app. So that was really cool. But you pull up a map, right? And the way this works is it gets you cash back when you fill up your tank or you buy food. And there's over 500 gas stations and 100 restaurants in the city of Houston alone where you can use the app. So you pull up a map and it shows you all the gas stations, for example, in your area. Like I can pull up the one right here. I can get 6 cents a gallon at a Shell station right here by the station, cash back in my pocket. And then it's got like food claims as well. So if I want to go and see what restaurants around me, I can see that there's a 25% cash back at a Burger King. There's so much money to be getting back through the GetUpside app, but you're not going to be able to do that if you don't have the app on your phone. And again, it's safe to install. It's free to install. Put it on your phone. Put in promo code Barry and then start using. They've got Popeyes, Wendy's, Burger King, Shell stations, Exxon. So it's all reputable businesses, not some fly-by-nights and mom and pops. And these places want you to go to them and use them. That's why they're offering you these cashback deals through the GetUpside app. So go download it right now. Put in my promo code Barry. That'll get you a boost on your first fill up. Y'all start getting that cash back. Send me some screenshots and thank me later.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show starts right now on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We were talking about Amazon days. Amazon Prime, where you can get some deals.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a $5 t-shirt deal, fellas.
Yeah?
Would you believe this? Big Baller Brand is now doing pop-up sales where their shirts that used to be like $85, $90 are $5. And you can get a package deal. A t-shirt, a pair of socks, a pair of shoes, $100. How the mighty have fallen.
Now would you wear it?
Still no.
For
you gave me
bucks.
A $5 t-shirt, I'd turn it inside out.
Then, well.
That used to aggravate me, by the way. I used to give my certain friends of mine Rockets t-shirts, and they would turn them inside out. And I said, why are you doing that? And they said, because they're not paying me to wear it, so why should I promo them? Well, you got a free t-shirt out of the deal. That should be something.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Definitely. A buddy I played basketball with that I think at one point played overseas, but even still doesn't warrant the fact that you can be cool like that to the point where you take like team issued dry fit long sleeves and short sleeves and you got to turn them inside out because you're not giving free pub to the team. Get out of here.
You know what my argument would be? Do you take all of the emblems and logos off your car when you drive around? Because they're not paying you to show the Chevy logo or the name of the car or any of that stuff.
Or your shoes.
Do you rip the swoosh off your shoes?
Yeah.
Do you take the patch off your jeans? Like, you're just being petty at that point. Who the hell goes around? Just don't wear the shirt, you dumbass.
Yeah, and it aggravates me.
Why are you wearing
too.
You look like some whack ass crisscross with your shirt on inside out.
Yeah, I go out of my way to take care of a buddy, and then he does that. And I'm like, well, I'm just not giving you anymore.
Actually, it was ABC that wore it inside out, right? It was crisscross, wore it backwards.
Yeah. Yep.
That's right. Because inside out is wiggity, 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 whack.
Miggity, 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 whack.
What?
Wiggity, whack, miggity, 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 mack.
Start rhyming.
Yeah, go.
I know. I'm good. Not today. I'm not in the mood.
Somebody said Nick looks like he hides a corpse in his basement.
I saw that.
From
that
your old
very
man
nice,
picture.
But I saw that. Yeah.
That's why he doesn't want to get a ring.
Why?
Doorbell cam, because then you That's see true. Moving the corpse inside and outside.
Raheel just said, oh my God.
Yeah.
Old Nick looks like if you go into one of his bedrooms, he'd have nudie magazines dating all the way back to the 70s from the ceiling to the floor.
Like the cartoon centerfold ones.
Might mean I have some sense of history at least.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Nick looks like the guy that makes really good barbecue but makes weird jokes about his meat. And then someone said you look like Cliff Clavin from
Cheers.
That's
not bad, though.
That's pretty accurate.
It's not bad.
No, it's really accurate.
Like
I like
Cliffy's
it.
Son. Because Cliffy's still older than Nick, so.
Yeah. And then Mr. Get Me said, I look like a man that tries to lure kids into a white van. Okay.
Okay. He said that about himself?
No, he said that about me.
Sure, it was my man picture.
Okay. No, it was me. But then he posted a picture of his, and you know what's weird? No difference. So, I mean, you can talk all you want, but bro, it just looks like you didn't.
Where is this Barry when I need him? I love this Barry, and I don't get it enough. There are times when I go, boom, wait till that Barry comes and gets you, and then you don't. And now today you're this. This is the Barry I need to see certain other times.
Like when?
Like on Twitter. If you need specifics of the first one, like on Twitter.
Yeah, how are you going to sit there and say, I look weird when it didn't even look like you used the filter, Mike? Old-ass Mike. Like, you, bro, how do you...
If he put no filter out, I'm like, oh, yeah, there goes Mike.
Here's how your old-ass knows you shouldn't have done it. You look younger in your old picture than you did in your regular picture, bro. Are you sure you didn't use the wrong filter and use the Get Younger filter?
I think he's younger than me, too.
Old-ass Get Me.
I think y'all are about the same age.
Yeah, I want to say he's like my age or slightly younger.
He's got two kids. Same thing with Clarence.
I think Clarence is younger than I am, too.
No.
Yeah. I think Clarence is like 34 or 35. But I feel like he's been 34 for about 3.5 years, so I don't know.
Clarence, you're right. I feel like every time we've asked Clarence over the last 2.5 years how old he is, he'll say 34 no matter what. I'm 34. Bro, you were 34 2 years ago. I'm 34.
Barry,
don't argue with me.
I wonder if I want to see some of the suspects do theirs. Y'all tweet them at us.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Mike.
We didn't have much.
And I can't even believe you said his stupid ass name.
You're the
supposed to look old. Why would you
say his dumb ass name? I never said his name. Not one time when we were talking about it did I mention his name. No, I said that dumb ass from Oklahoma.
Oh, you didn't. I'm the one who. Oh, that's my bad.
I'm not giving him any run on this show.
Hey. This list came out. We're at the midway point of the most watched sporting events of 2019. I bring that up to say, you know how in the last couple of years and all the different turmoil with the Anthem controversy and Kaepernick and then everybody finally realizing what we've said all along, which is the owners really don't care that much about winning. They just want to make money.
Right.
They were worried about their image and everything going down. So the top 10 basically adds all the credence they should ever need into thinking that no matter what happens, nothing is going to bring down the Shield. The top 10 most watched on television sporting events so far to the midway point in the year, NFL, 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 all the way through 1 through 10.
Damn.
From the Super Bowl, Patriots, Rams. Number 2, Patriots Chiefs AFC Championship. Number 3, Rams Saints NFC Championship. Number 4, the divisional rounds, the wild card rounds, all the playoff games. Number 11, the Clemson Alabama National Championship.
Wow.
Top 10 NFL. So I don't think it's going anywhere. And 12, Colts Texans AFC wild card. The only reason why it was at 12 cuz it sucked so bad people turned it off.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's just first NBA appearance 14 for Raptors Warriors game 6. 15, Warriors-Raptors game 5. Then you have a FIFA match at 16. College football, the Kentucky Derby's at 18. College basketball gets in a little bit. But essentially, your top 25 is just inundated with NFL.
That's, I would say it's not surprising, but I'm not going to lie. When you consider some of the other sporting events that have been,
think with all of the participation with March Madness and brackets and even randoms that don't really watch the sport that close, what dialing in because of the fact that they could possibly win money, you would think that those games would be higher. But the Elite Eight games and the Final Four games, the Final Four Texas Tech Michigan State game was 20. An Elite game, Michigan State Duke was 19 with Zion. And that was the highest... And 13 was the national championship game. So 13 was the highest college basketball event. Highest golf event was the Masters at 29.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's why we don't talk golf. No one cares.
I've got it on the list today. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
Okay.
No. So that's what, and if you're hockey, I mean, the first time they chime in, 38.
Damn.
Yeah. For a Stanley Cup game 7.
Ooh.
38 for game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
The MLB All-Star game got to 43. That's shocking to me.
Is that the highest baseball game?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No World Series game
on
there.
I don't see World Series in here.
Huh.
I see no World Series in this entire list. Up on the All-Star game is the highest ranked baseball.
Very interesting.
That's people not having the patience to watch that a lengthy sporting event like that on TV.
Yep.
That is crazy. And the Rockets, game six when they were eliminated, number 48.
Top 50, huh?
Yeah. So, hey, we got that. Let's promote that. Rockets.com.
Somebody said I look like Jimmy Buffett in my old man picture. Somebody else said I look like David Letterman if he shaved his beard.
I could see that.
And his hair. Huh. Also, someone said you look like Tim Conway, Nick.
With a mustache.
Yeah. I could. That's probably... Lenny said that.
Dorf on radio.
And you know what? He really looks like a combination of Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. Like, if they had a baby, it'd be old-ass Nick.
He looks like a guy that has the pizza shop on the corner. He's got the sports on a TV. Nah. He's got the jerseys up on the wall. Come on,
there's still another actor that I just can't.
I think you're right.
That I feel like looks even closer to that picture, but I just can't think of his name.
Joe, you look like you would poop your pants a lot as an old man.
I definitely look like get off your lawn guy.
You do. You look like it's been a rough life. Like you're just
no
like,
doubt.
Everything makes me sad.
Like I went at it hard for a few too many years, and now it's more than caught up with me. It's kicking my ass.
Now you just have a drinking problem, and you're angry all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that push mower gets stuck a lot, and it pisses me off.
Shut up.
No, I'm talking literally, like, without, not the engine push mower. Like, I got one of those old, just blade push mowers, and it pisses me off.
The manual? That's funny.
So, all right. I don't like the way I look old.
Oh, my goodness. Good times. Speaking of TV stuff, they have the Emmy Award nominations out for 2019.
Yeah.
A complete list. Here's the thing.
The NFL took them all.
No, I started looking at like dramas, right? Mm-hmm. They have Better Call Saul. What is this? Yeah, this was released 2 hours ago. Better Call Saul, Bodyguard, Game of Thrones, Killing Eve, Ozark, Pose, Succession, and This Is Us. Of all of those, one of them is on network television.
This Is Us.
That's it.
That's like NBC everybody says they cry every week on that show.
Oh, yeah, that'll make you cry. Yeah. I don't watch it because I'd be bawling. But there's, like, I'm looking again, comedy series, The Good Place, which I've never heard of on NBC, is the only network.
Yeah, who's in that?
I don't know, but there's Barry, Fleabag, The Good Place, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Russian Doll, we'll call it Poops Creek, but I think you get the idea, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Veep. So, again, like, there's not a lot of network television in the main categories, which is it's a little surprising because when you think about the staple that network television has been year in and year out at the Emmys, and now, I mean, there's, you know, reality competition. There's a CBS, The Amazing Race, NBC, American Ninja Warrior. But even then, I mean, Netflix has one, VH1, Bravo. So network television doesn't have a whole lot.
Netflix and even Blockbuster back in the day was only because there was nothing good on TV.
Yeah.
Now, good it on is TV is Netflix.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting that I'm guessing the numbers. I would love to see year over year how the ratings numbers, if they've dipped at all, like total viewership.
And I'll tell you where it's going up.
You feel like it would, right?
I feel like HBO and Showtime made like a huge comeback just because of the series. Absolutely. Not because of show and movies like it used to be. Again, you subscribe to those services for big time movies after they get out of the theater. Now people are doing it for the documentaries and the series.
Yeah. The only one that I see that has a lot of network television at this glance is just the variety talk shows because of all the late night.
Oh.
But as far as like series and actors and all that, a lot of this comes from Netflix. And I'm looking at lead actor in a limited series or movie, Chernobyl, True Detective. So there's a lot of network television being excluded at the Emmys, which is pretty shocking.
And I'll tell you this too. If there's a way that they translate those numbers, they can translate like the number, just not just the awards, but like the number of views and how popular they are that way, that's when the networks are really going to take notice, because it's going to start taking money out of their bank accounts.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we all travel. I mean, we all do. We at least one vacation a year or every couple of years. Who are you booking with? If you're not booking with BestHotelRates.com, you're probably leaving money out there, and I don't want you to do that. So go check out BestHotelRates.com right now. What they've done is gone out and negotiated great rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, and then they pass those savings on to you, and all you have to do to get that savings is log on to BestHotelRates.com. You put in your destination where you want to go. You put in the dates you want to travel, and then a bunch of wizardry stuff happens, and there's these little elves that churn all the numbers, and then boom, you're getting good deals and offers through BestHotelRates.com, and it's probably the same places you're already staying at. So give them a look and check it out before you book, because I don't want you to end up overpaying for a hotel that you could be getting a really good deal at, and that good deal could be at BestHotelRates.com. It's in the name. It's BestHotelRates.com.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the second hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As Barry has created a monster, which I am not fond of, and I'm sure Nick isn't exactly that giddy about either. But you guys are having some fun with it, so why not? This age filter.
What the hell? I just tried to tweet at Hip Hop Hercules because he sent us a picture that says, that feeling you get when you do the aging app and come out looking the exact same, minus some weight and wrinkles. It made him look skinnier and...
Now it's his profile.
But
picture.
I tried to tweet at him, and Twitter said we're over capacity. What? I'm gonna need some of y'all to log off. I got important tweets to send here. We'll need that.
Maybe it's okay. Just your Android.
No, I'm on my laptop doing it, pal. Nice try though.
Nice. Anytime I can blame Android for anything.
Yeah. Steve-O said, "What's the name of the app?" It's called Face App. Is the name of the app, Sir Stevo. AR Platinum said, just checking in, showing you guys some love. Thanks for the break from the boring. Appreciate you, AR Platinum, as always, listening. Yep. Hey, fellas, did y'all see that person on an airplane scrolling through that screen with their foot?
I thought of you.
I thought of me, too, and I thought I would have beat his ass if I'm sitting next to him. First of all, if I'm sitting next to you and you take your shoes and socks off and put your feet on the chair, we're fighting right there. But then you start scrolling through a screen with your feet. That's worse than anything that I could think of.
I mean, are you touching other people's phones?
What?
You said he's scrolling on his phone?
No, how they put a screen on the back of the seat?
Yes.
Oh, that screen.
And he's
his
feet.
Oh, he's disgusting.
Just like, oh, let me change channels. Let me scroll through this.
No, for some reason, I assumed you were talking about like his personal device. No.
It's like he's got the first seat outside of first class. You know, there's that wall.
No, I would complain. I would tell somebody or him.
I would fight his ass.
I would.
No, that's awful.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And then it started a string of people that then started saying, well, this is comp, because people are like, who sits on a plane without shoes on? And then everyone started tweeting in all the different pictures of how many people on the regular just get on a plane, and the next thing you know, off go the shoes and socks.
Leave your shoes on a plane. It's disgusting.
It's terrible.
No one wants to see your regular ass feet.
I mean, I've done that. But
you've taken your shoes and socks off?
My shoes.
And been barefoot?
Not barefoot,
socks.
But shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Socks I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But people are going barefoot.
Yeah. Like, you know how you have the chair in front of you and you're on the window seat?
Leave your loafers on if you're wearing loafers. Yeah. There was one where this little kid was sitting in his chair and his dad, I guess, was recording it. But this lady had her foot, her nasty-ass foot on his armrest.
It came through between the window and and the armrest, and here comes a foot.
Now, see, me, I would have stood up, turned around, and said, what are you doing? Get your foot away from my chair. That's disgusting.
I'd have got some hot coffee and went, oops.
That too. And if not, I would have, turbulence, crack, snap her ankle. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, ow, that hurt. Well, it wouldn't have hurt if your foot wasn't where it didn't belong.
I don't like it. Well, here's the only thing, though, and I just thought of this, but I didn't see it listed in the article or a picture of the person. I hope he had arms before everybody starts.
Good point.
I thought about that too,
but I didn't read this. I couldn't find this. I didn't look hard enough, honestly, for the story. So
yeah,
that's a valid point right there.
Because then you feel like kind of a dick for telling him.
Well, you don't but most people with a conscience.
Probably true. Yeah. Oh, you're saying I don't have a. I know.
I've seen you on social media sometimes. I know.
I know this is a dumb question, but if y'all had a last meal, what would it be? Joel's would be just a big bucket of ketchup,
cheese curd. For Joel, for sure.
No.
Cheese curds and ketchup.
No.
It'd probably be steak.
Like, can I just get a bucket of ketchup and a straw, please?
What would you? I don't know. Probably good deep dish pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
What's on it? What's the toppings? Where are you going?
Dude, if you go to...
if you say all vegetables.
No.
You like a lot of meat.
Chicago deep dish. Gosh darn it. Giordano's. If you go to Giordano's Pizza in Chicago, and you get the genuine deep dish, and you just do, sausage, pepperoni, mushroom, onion. That is just, it's fantastic.
Really?
It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I like pizza. In fact, can I just give a shout out? And they don't sponsor us, but I really, we do have sponsors. And this is a two-part thing here, but... we do have sponsors, and if you like our show or you like another show, I was thinking about this today. If you like the shows that you listen to, support the sponsors, because that's who makes the shows possible. And I don't think we say that enough or people understand that enough, but without sponsors, these shows don't happen. So when you hear us talking about certain things, just support them. Show them a little love. Whether it's food or whatever, just show them a little love every once in a while. That's all.
Totally agree.
Especially if you like a show. And I'm not just saying our show. I'm saying if you like The Blitz, and go buy a Carbach beer every once in a while. If you like John and Lance then and The Bench, then I don't know what they read for. Probably Coors Light. I don't know. Whatever it is, just support the sponsors that support your favorite shows. It helps make it all possible. But I say that, and I got to say, I'm a big fan now of Mod Pizza.
It's a good spot.
Have you had this yet?
No. And what's funny? Where Taylor takes her swim lessons, they advertise for it, and they have one nearby, and they have this little, it almost looks like a badge, and it says Mod for Mod Pizza.
They just opened up one near the studio.
Right there by Chipotle.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Cody, by the way, I saw him after that. He really thinks I call it Chipotle. Yeah.
Which I used to until y'all shamed me.
Which we did a hell of a job on, Nick. We should do that more
often. Which was appropriate.
But there is a Mod right over here by Chiputnanny that you can. But they opened one by the house, and the wife and I were like, let's try. Because there was this place called Crust Pizza. It was okay. Kind of fancy. But I like Mod Pizza because it's fast, too.
Yep.
You go in. I'm like, I always get the, what's the one with all the meat on it? Shut up.
You always do the meat lover. Takers pizza, don't you?
Huh?
You're big on the meat takers pizza, aren't you?
Meat takers?
Yeah.
No, not the meat takers. Shut up. I should have never.
I told you if we had 3 hours, I was going to get there.
But yeah, it's good though. It's really good. Can I tell y'all a crazy story though? We don't have time. 2 minutes. So the wife and I went to Mod Pizza on a Sunday. Did I tell the story about my ex-wife being there?
No, you did not. How'd that go down?
So we get to Mod Pizza, and the wife I was like, let's just eat here. All right.
She didn't order a meat lovers.
So I don't even know why that would be relevant to this.
I don't know why you said that.
Can you dong him one time before I move on? Because that was not even relevant.
Okay.
Not even. You just wanted to get another meat lovers joke in, didn't you?
No, it's fine. I saw that pause.
pause. You're like, you made me snort.
You're well, like, I mean, with your ex-wife, she didn't love the meat that much. She would have stayed.
You were like,
you know,
one more meat lovers won't hurt. Anyways, so we're, do I have time? Let's just do it on the other side.
Sure,
I don't
want to
rush
the
story.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it on the other side. Because you know what? You did the age thing. Tracy Kelly, did you see her tweet?
No.
What? She's trying to be funny. Are y'all doing the aging app on the live stream? Don't get us started, Tracy. Don't get us started, little Miss Filter. Don't you do it. Because it's not going to end pretty. Some of those pictures.
Some of the, I can't tell if some of the suspects are sending us the pictures of them aged or not.
That's not nice. I think they're all doing the age dance.
The beer man Greg.
Oh, I saw it.
Bro, the beer man
it's
Greg.
Wilford Brimley.
Do you have the beatus?
Yeah, diabetes.
I have the beatus. I eat oatmeal, still got the beatus. Sorry.
Quaker Oats.
Yeah, some of y'all are creepy as hell, too. This guy looks like he cheats on his taxes.
That's your boy.
I know. Yeah, Ivan, you look like you cheat on your taxes.
He looks like he's De Niro's best friend or his twin brother.
Yeah, he does look a little bit
like an old Robert De Niro.
The beer man Greg, boy, that's rough.
Yeah.
Don't get old, man. Jeez.
I'm not sure.
I hope you're married now. Hang on to her because you're going to be lonely as an old man, Greg.
All right, two in the books. 1 hour to go. 60 minutes on the clock. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now. Do it. Do it.